An update now on Asian carp. The invasive fish is found in 12 states and in the Great Lakes. Researchers have tried various ways to slow the fish as it invades other waterways. Now, a processing plant in Kentucky is taking a new approach, catching the Asian carp and sending it to China. Whitney Jones of member station WKMS reports.
At Two Rivers Fisheries in far western Kentucky, manager Jeff Smith heaves open the large door of the plant's freezer. Inside, there are hundreds of rock-hard Asian carp. They're several feet long and hang in tight rows. Before they get here, several employees gut the fish and hang them in the plant's closed-in processing area. They won't stay in this facility long. Plant owner Angie Wu ships them to her native country, China, where she says most people prefer fresh fish. But Kentucky's carp have one advantage.
There are a lot in China, but most of them are farmed. Not very clean as here, kind of polluted. So our wild fish, compared with the farm ones, are better taste and more healthy.
Wu has shipped more than 500,000 pounds of processed carp to China. Other plants have found markets for Asian carp, too. In Mississippi, one company uses the fish for pet food and fertilizer. In Illinois, Mike Schaefer at Schaefer Fisheries distributes it to ethnic communities in the U.S. and also exports the fish to third world countries.
Especially the silver carp is used worldwide as food source to feed mass people, you know, with a cheap protein source. Even Cuba raises silver carp to feed their people.
Asian carp hasn't caught on in U.S. restaurants. The fish are bony. But that hasn't stopped Kentucky from trying to teach people how to prepare the carp.
And then what you do is you start turning your knife and filleting away from those bones.
At this fishing tournament at Kentucky Lake in Gilbertsville, a man shows the crowd how to carve up and debone the fish. The state has also hosted tastings to show people that when you fry Asian carp in cornmeal, it's not that different from catfish. Kentucky officials are aggressively targeting the Asian carp. They're concerned about its voracious appetite, gobbling up food faster than native fish. They're worried about the region's $1.2 billion tourism industry. The fish have even changed the business model for one longtime fisherman and distributor. Just listen to Ronnie Hopkins' voicemail.
If you called about someone to get your Asian carp, you got the right person. So leave a short message, and we will call you back.
Hopkins says it's possible to make a living on Asian carp, but it's not easy. He says native fish sell for about 60 cents a pound. The abundant carp go for just 10 cents a pound, and that's if he can find a local buyer.
I wish the state would get more involved in maybe using this product in our schools. We're buying from other countries and other states right now when we've got abundance of fish that we could use.
Almost all federal funding for Asian carp management goes to the Great Lakes. But officials in Kentucky are still looking to rid their waterways of the fish, including adding another processing plant. For NPR News, I'm Whitney Jones.